Happy Saturday, friends. If I can be honest, this week has been a tough one for me. It's so easy to be on a high when you're easily coasting through life, but once you're knocked off, that's really when your faith and trust in God is tested. Lately, I've been working on learning how to authentically hold on and believe the truth of God instead of soaking in the lies that the enemy fills my mind with. I've noticed that as God has been transforming me and preparing me, the attacks seem stronger. However, in many ways that I haven't fully experienced before, God has been reminding me of His truth and His promises for my life. It can be hard at times to block out the lies and the distractions when they often coincide with one another, but I'm learning that every moment where we fail to actively hold on to God's truth and promises, there is God right there with grace that is sufficient enough for every failed attempt in the journey of growth and moving forward. When I think of God's grace, I often think of how it's renewed every day and how thankful I am to experience the grace of God that I'm not often worthy of. I then begin to think of how God's grace is sufficient enough for the day we currently live in and the days that are ahead to come. The word sufficient is an adjective meaning to be enough or adequate. It's describing the quality of grace that God has given to His children. In my moments of frustration with myself, I can be harsh on myself. I'm learning every day to show myself grace on this journey, but also to emerge immensely in the sufficient grace that God has made available to me. I can try so many times to get it right on the first time, but in all honesty, that's just unrealistic in most circumstances of life. My lessons lately have been to show myself more grace, be gentle with myself, watch the words that I speak to myself in moments of frustration, and to be patient with not only myself but the journey that I'm on. The toughest part of my 20s so far has been navigating and transitioning into who God has promised me I would be, but learning from the ground up and unlearning all of the survival tactics from the trauma endured. I find myself getting tired and drained the older I get because I'm at a place where I'm ready to finally get it right after failing the test over and over. I'm just grateful that in these moments, God holds me close and comforts me through all of the confusion, lack of understanding, and growing pains. I'm glad that His grace is sufficient for me and that He calls me daughter. My prayer today is that we grasp onto God's sufficient grace. I pray that we give ourselves grace and be gentle with ourselves and the words that we speak when we are in our feelings. I pray that we don't feed into the lies and the distractions in the time of transition and growth. With love, yours truly, Ebb.